This is the Wikipedia page for Hurricane Party. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding everybody to subscribe, hunker down, and be careful when the hurricanes are out there.
Yes, it is peak hurricane season. It's been pretty quiet up until now. There's a hurricane hitting, I believe, today, Tuesday, although this is coming out on Thursday. It's hitting Cuba. It's heading for Florida next. So we are reading about hurricane parties.
All right, let's find out what those are.
Hurricane party. This article is about the social event. For the music band, see Roadstar. A hurricane party is a social event held by people in the coastal United States who live in Hurricane Alley between Maine and Texas, and is common in the Southeast. The event is held during a hurricane. However, the guests are typically allowed to stay with the host for 3 to 5 days, weather permitting, and guests, in turn, bring hurricane supplies, such as radios, first aid supplies, food, etc. The infamous Hurricane Camille hurricane party did not occur, but 8 people from the apartments died and the entire building was destroyed.
The infamous Hurricane Camille hurricane party did not occur? What does that mean?
I think it means maybe the hurricane itself didn't happen, or maybe the party itself didn't happen.
Or maybe the hurricane destroyed the party. Is that possible?
It's possible. There is a
Hurricane
section...
Camille did happen.
Yeah, there's a section in the linked article about it.
Well, we may have to take a look at that at some other time, shall we?
Yeah, my experience with hurricane parties is I went to college in South Carolina, and we experienced several severe hurricanes where we had to evacuate, and the dorms were like, if you throw a hurricane party, you'll be expelled, or something like that.
Why?
Because they told us to evacuate the dorms.
And
they own the dorm property. So they said that if we stayed on the property, we would be trespassing and they would like call the police.
Well, I mean, that makes sense because they wanted you to be safe. I get it.
Yeah, it's a little extreme calling the police on a student for, you know, maybe not being able to leave.
Really? You weren't able to leave? Was there a student who wasn't able to leave?
I was always able to leave, but there were some students who the school ended up having to transport them to like a local high school where they had to like stay in a shelter for the duration of the evacuation.
Right, because they want people to be safe.
Yeah, but like taking legal action, I don't know, that seems pretty extreme.
I think it was just a threat that they were giving. I mean, I'm sure they would have taken legal action if somebody threw a hurricane party and somebody got hurt because of it, then they definitely would take legal action. But I think they were probably just threatening you guys because you're young and young people are easily threatened.
Anyway, I never attended a hurricane party, but I know people who did.
Background. Hurricane parties were formed by people living in the southern hurricane areas of the United States, especially in Florida. Events are held by people who cannot or choose not to evacuate during a hurricane warning or when no evacuation orders are issued. Hosts may also lack hurricane supplies. Therefore, they invite others to stay with them so as to share supplies and company. However, these events are usually more centered on the people and the socialness of the event, yet they are not necessarily done with diversion as an objective.
Another rationale for hosting hurricane parties is the expectation that power service may be lost for days or even weeks. As a result, most perishable items, particularly frozen meats, will surely be wasted after the storm. In order to make good use of these items, grilling is an important aspect of many hurricane parties as a way of cleaning out the freezer. Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this quick message.
Thank you for listening to that message. And now let's all get back to it.
Don't eat all your hurricane snacks yet.
Yeah, don't eat all your hurricane snacks yet, everybody. I'm sorry I wasn't more creative on the bringing everybody back into the show.
I accept your apology.
Party supplies and customs. Hurricane parties are designed for many individuals to pool resources with the expectation that there will be no electricity and no open stores or restaurants for several days. Following hurricanes, there is generally a curfew set by local police to reduce looting and crime when resources are already stretched thin. The hurricane party means that people don't have to worry about traveling when roads and transportation will be impassable. The hurricane party frequently aims to go through perishable food, and thus grilling is a common activity since grills can be used regardless of the status of electric utilities.
Alcohol is almost always in good supply at a hurricane party, but guests are advised to pace themselves since these parties are often multi-day events. Citation needed. Officials advise against drinking alcohol because people need to be alert during a disaster. Party advocates encourage drinking as an anesthetic measure. Citation needed. Hurricane parties started with the availability of reliable forecasts and mass communications, which coincided with the repeal of prohibition.
And that part did not need a citation. It is well cited.
Apparently.
Cultural references. Mary Chapin Carpenter's Grammy-winning New Orleans and Cajun-themed song, Down at the Twist and Shout, has a line, "They got hurricane parties every time it blows."
Is that how it goes?
I have no idea.
Oh. Cowboy Mouth recorded the song Hurricane Party about the excesses of a particular hurricane party for their 1999 live album, All You Need Is Live.
A key scene in Steven Soderbergh's 2012 film Magic Mike takes place at a hurricane party. That's actually a movie I've never seen.
Me neither.
I want to see it actually because I know it's good. My mother loves it.
That's hilarious. I don't know too much about it. I know it has to do with male stripping. I remember it being really popular. I don't know. Never.
Well, Steven Soderbergh is awesome. Like, he makes cool stuff. And so I remember, like, one of his first movies was Sex, Lies, and Videotape. And he just makes great movies. And so that's what makes me want to see it. Because normally if you say, "Hey, Victor, you want to go see a movie with male strippers?" I'd be like, "Nah." But because it's Steven Soderbergh, I want to check it out.
I hovered over his name and he looks like he should be a villain in a children's spy movie. Like Spy Kids.
He might have been. You never know.
That's true. In the Cougar Town episode, Down South, the majority of the episode is spent at Jules' hurricane party that later moves to Grayson's bar.
Cougar Town. James McMurtry has a song entitled Hurricane Party, in which he covers events that occurred during and after a storm on his album, Just Us Kids.
Well, there you have it. That's hurricane parties. Everybody stay safe out there. If you're going to have a hurricane party, just make sure you don't actually have to evacuate.
Real talk, I adore parties, everybody. So if you've got a great party, please invite me.
Same. Because if you don't invite me, I'll have FOMO.
Well, that's a great reason to invite somebody, to protect their feelings.
Yep. This has been the Wikipedia page for Hurricane Party. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your hurricane glasses.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, please let us know. We'll read it.